have reviewed the minutes and signed them accordingly. And we are going to talk with the folks from OSU Extension.
Good morning, all. Good to see everybody here this morning. I have a bunch of things in no apparent order. Bear with me. My 4-H group has asked to again use the fairgrounds on, I should have written down the date, I think June 17th, to host the dry camping for the Posse Poker Run. We approved that last year, and they're asking to do that again this year. I think last year they were too late in getting the notice out, and it wasn't used, but they're hopeful that it will be used again. So I'm hoping that request would be honored. It would be a good fundraiser for the 4-H kids and certainly a service for the Posse if we can get that notice out early enough. It would simply be dry camping. We would organize it and staff it, so it would be a 4-H event.
Do you want to commit to that date?
If you'll give me just a moment. It's a good thing I didn't. Oh, it's not May. Yes, I would like to commit to that date.
Okay. What date? What's the date?
June 17th, Saturday. They would be camping there, it's my understanding, Friday night for a Saturday poker run.
All right.
On a related matter, Todd, do you know if the Posse will be here for the fair again?
It's our understanding they will. We've had loose discussions with them. Obviously, they're going to be busy like we all are, but it's our assumption that we will have Posse staffing as well.
Yeah, and I don't know whether or not the sheriff is going to call upon them for things related to Monday, but it would be really nice if they could carry over on it to Monday, too.
And the discussions that we've had have revolved around that as well, that we're anticipating a lot of people, and I think all those plans are still so loose, but the Posse is still planning to take care of us as usual, so it'll be interesting to see what Monday brings on all accounts.
Okay. So just to get it on the record, I'd move that we approve overnight camping for the Posse on the grounds, on the Commons grounds, on Friday night, June 16th, for their Saturday, June 17th poker round.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded, and anything else you want to add to that?
No, I guess only that Cassandra Lammerden, who is also a Posse member, lives just immediately adjacent to the middle school, and she will be the one staffing it. So she's close proximity and a recognized 4-H agent and Posse member as well. So I'm comfortable in the.
So we're granting this to the Posse, right?
Is that my understanding?
Say that again.
The Posse?
It's granted to 4-H.
It's 4-H running it as a fundraiser.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. For the Posse.
It's being granted.
For a Posse event.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if there's no further discussion, then let's vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'm sure Jim probably.
He was nodding his head yes all the way through.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. All right.
Moving on to bleachers, I did have a discussion with the bleacher supplier, and they are looking at a date to come out and do the finishing spray touch up. We still don't have a home for those things, and if things would ever dry out, we could just put them in place, and we'd be okay at least in the short term. But they are so large that we just simply don't have room for them. On that note, though, I think I mentioned previously before we purchased them that Leah Perkins at Washington County Fair would like to commit to use them, borrow them, rent them. She's very open and agreeable. I think I suggested that because last year when we were in a pinch, she just said, come get them, that at least the first year we should just say, sure, come get them. It seems like the friendly thing to do. But she did, just in email this week, ask me if they were available, and on what she needed to do to get them, and I said I would bring it up. It strikes me we haven't really decided, as we do have requests to borrow or rent those, what will we require? Proof of insurance, some outfit to move them that has insurance for the moving?
Yes.
I think you should set some parameters there on what is required when we rent those off-site.
If I'm asking that, you could delegate that to staff, or Todd and I, Michelle, work on this and make sure we get this together.
All right.
I'm willing to do that.
Basically, to cover our contingencies.
Okay. Yeah, crashing a $70,000 set of uninsured bleachers would not be an option.
No.
Yeah.
So the minutes will reflect that we have consensus that we'll let the staff make the arrangements
and work out the details.
Perfect. And we've got a little bit of lead time, I think. I don't have any other requests other than that one, and that's in July, so we've got a little time. I just handed Tanya a thank you card. The Armory is back open for business. So our dog club and archery club have now moved back into the Armory. They're delighted to have that space open. They are very, very appreciative of us allowing them space and them being able to transfer so seamlessly into our space. Now they have concrete floors and heat again, and they're very happy with that as well. But they wanted to express their thank you, and they did so in a card to the fair board.
Okay.
I put a picture in front of you. I spent a couple of days several weeks ago now rototilling, reseeding, and fertilizing that east lawn. This is where the old horse barn used to be, and it's been really just sort of beat down dirt for years and years and years. And I ended up with enough free time to jump on that before the end of our rains, which actually look like they may never end. So we actually have germination, and I'm excited that we'll have lawn rather than dirt there this year. And I just wanted to show you a picture of what we were looking at and the work we had done. I think it'll improve that stretch that's really been just sort of dirt and sawdust and whatever. That's immediately east of the main exhibit hall, where the horse barn used to be.
So you guarantee sunshine.
And I was delighted to see, as I seeded it, that the birds didn't come pick up all my seed. They seemed to stay off of it. So I think we're in pretty good shape. Our beef weigh-in is scheduled for the 19th next week. We're excited about that. We know that we are going to have some steers. A little early to tell what we're going to have for market auction animals, but it appears that we're right on track with where we've been, maybe slightly up again, which is terrific. That's really all I had. I'll throw just two bugs that I think Mr. Belmont is working on. First, Tanya or Janet forwarded us a request from an OFA member asking for our MOU with 4-H, and I know we don't have that done yet, so I responded that it's not done, but that we would send it when we had it. And then I heard the previous discussion about the recycle bin, and I, as an Optimist member, I have some input to that if that decision, if more input is needed.
I think the main input right now is that if we seem to have a consensus to forward to allow it temporarily onto the fairgrounds is more working with Jack and Roy just to see where it will go.
Sure.
We will need to do a little bit of an understanding with them because, you know, it will not be accessible at certain times. We may have to have them move it, especially if this involves not just the wooden shelter, but also the trailer.
I think the trailer is the...
The big issue.
And yeah.
So we want to make sure that it's very clear that we have, with notice, and we'll talk about what's adequate notice, and we can have that move that so that any other activities of the fair,
yeah,
you know, are... or the fairgrounds and needs that, the commons needs that, we'll be able to take precedence.
So I do believe from the optimist standpoint that they absolutely understand the redevelopment and that it is just temporary. And I think their hope is that as the redevelopment happens, because of the association with the sheriff's office and a large percentage of that revenue going to fund sheriff's office activities, they hope that they will be incorporated in the redevelopment. But I think they do understand that there's no guarantee there, that redevelopment is so loose that nobody can really make that decision.
Well, and we really hope that at this point, and I want to make this sure this is clear with the fair, but we are not, you know, we tried to actually group the recycling activities of the Optimus with it actually was adjacent to the glass recycling, so you actually had an opportunity to bring,
right,
you know, those kinds of recycling things without having to go all the way out to the campus. At this point, we have looked very hard and actually approached a couple different locations to kind of find a more permanent place that would actually accommodate both. And that's just not working out at this point. But we're not authorizing this for the glass recycling at this point. This is only going to be for the paper. And we're still going to look for a permanent location. We're working with Thompson's to see if we can find something that will work more permanently. You know, we'd even approached them about putting it on Thompson's old property on 20, which would be great. But again, they're actively marketing
it. Trying to sell it, yeah.
Sell it, develop it, do those kinds of things. So they just really didn't want to set that up, you know, even on a temporary basis at this point. So we'll continue looking.
That's all I had. I will yield the balance of my time to Michelle.
But to go back to that point again, I think the Optimus thing is on the fairgrounds proper, not across the street.
No, it'll be, I think the location they're going to look at is going to be on the east side.
It'll
be somewhere in the vicinity of the, you know, that's one of the things I want to make sure you're working with Jack and with Roy and those to see how it's going to circulate in the vicinity of the animals.
That's what I thought, okay, but I just want
something
to make
over
sure.
There. But, you know, then we have to talk about, you know, further plans and how easy it is to move things in and out. So it's going to take some work to figure out where to put it.
Can I give some sort of word back to the optimist, or will you reach out and...
If it's okay with the fair board, I think you can report back to them that we're amenable to doing it.
Okay.
It's just working out all the details.
And I think exactly the way you described it is good, that certainly we want to take them into consideration when the master plan's being developed, but just so there's an understanding there's no guarantees for long term.
And I think they very clearly understand that.
Yeah, thanks. Great.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
I didn't have anything other than the fun poster that I put out there already for you, which is the one that the Johnny Cash or Jimmy Ray and Cindy Cantrell sent us, which is a fun way to see what they're going to do for us at the show this year.
Cool.
The midday show, 1:30, I think, on Friday will be a smaller version of it, probably just Jimmy Ray and Cindy. And then the night evening show, they bring on other guests who play those various roles throughout the show. So it's going to be a great, great amount of fun on Friday for all that, we hope.
And we did schedule that specifically for a matinee immediately after senior barbecue. And then an evening presentation that same night. So should make a really fun Friday. And we're still working on Saturday lineup, but we got good stuff we think coming for that too.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So Paul, we briefly discussed this issue of the parking area.
Yeah.
Jim, you came late, but Paul is working with the Newport. Go ahead and have a seat. Is having working with the Newport Symphony Orchestra to have overflow parking from when they do their free July 4th concert at the middle school. Correct?
Yeah.
Right.
This is something we do every year.
I think he was wondering about some possible construction or something.
Well, there's the, you know about the sinkaways. There's in that grassy area, southeast corner of. Northeast 7th Street in Harnia. When I talked to Amy to ensure that I had the space available without conflicting with other activities, she said there might be construction going on to fix that sinkaway.
Yeah, I don't know. Jack was going to be okay. Okay. There he does.
So for a minor thing, I'm asking that the grass be mowed before July 4th so that I can mark lines out there and avoid the hole if possible.
I'm okay with it. I'm just going to suggest that you've got to discuss this with Jack Lee, the capital facilities manager, because if they're going to be digging or doing something, trying to figure out that sinkhole, he's going to be the man. He's going to know what's going on and when it's going on and that kind of stuff. Paul, you'll just need,
okay,
you'll just need to coordinate with
him. You're not engineer for the county anymore? You're not engineer for the county?
I'm retired.
Retired.
Tired.
That's why he's on the fair board.
Yeah. No. Yeah. They appoint me when I go on vacation.
Yeah, he doesn't need to. He doesn't need to file.
That's what you get for taking time off.
Yeah, that's actually what. Whatever thing my left is the one responsible for that. But seriously, Jack has got it fenced off well back because we don't know what's going on down there or anything. We don't want somebody to inadvertently, like, be standing there and have a collapse underneath them, that kind of thing. I don't know what his plans are with regard to a fix or trying to dig it out or anything else.
Okay.
And if so, when he's going to do it, et cetera, et cetera. So you just need to talk with Jack and coordinate with him.
Okay. I'm fine. He's also the guy that would have control over the lawn mowing. The grass mowing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Talk to Jack about these issues, Paul.
All right.
He's the man with the answers.
That's my only item.
Are you here for the same thing?
Well, actually, no.
Oh, okay.
I was here for something that was just discussed.
Yeah. Decided, and the answer is yes.
Ah, yay! And Paul is also an optimist.
I'm an optimist.
Yes. So the answer is yes. And further details, we'll work with Todd.
Yes.
Thank you very, very much. This has been a long and difficult process. Yeah. It has. So this will be fabulous, and we will do our very best to make sure that it stays very tidy and neat. And it's the jail crew that actually does the transfer, so I'll make sure they can take care of it. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
I know you're working, but the next item is the eclipse. Or has that already been covered?
No.
It might be kind of fun to watch.
Well, I know that we have 1,000 eclipse classes coming up.
Oh, yeah, good. All right, well, let's talk about it.
So first update is that we have paid our portion. It's 75,000 pairs of glasses have been ordered, and they include, not all of them, a portion of them include the tag to the Lincoln County Fair.
They all do.
They all do. WWW, whatever that is. Yeah.
Hooray!
So the one thing that we have not decided yet is the distribution methodology. We'll obviously have some available at the fair for the event that occurs the weekend before. So we'll be handing them out as part of the fair. And then I think that because we're not the only ones in Parker doing that, paying for that, they're going to distribute it through a variety of ways. I can tell you this, that I actually just met with representatives from the school district. We want to have some discussions about the utilization of the school properties. Actually, they want to convene right now. They've been already meeting with Lincoln City and Walport for activities on school grounds with those particular communities. They want to meet with us, Todd and Michelle. Jim, you're kind of our representative. We have Roy involved. And the city of Newport about utilization of both the middle school and the high school during the fair. They informally, Rich Maloney committed they'll continue doing what they've always done, you know, with us in terms of the fair. Well, I told them we'd like to extend it another day, you know, to do that, and that's going to be great. But they're actually interested in possibly opening up even further. So, for instance, having an event if we wanted to, or bringing people in the stadium and during that time frame. And actually have a place where people can come and congregate there. So is another thing. Then they're going to be talking with the city about the utilization of possibly Aquinnah View and or the middle school for... Lincoln City apparently has entered into a deal with the school district that they're actually having dry camp, you know, an area there during this event. So there's a whole bunch of stuff I think we need to do. You know, unfortunately, the school district has not, at least from Maloney's standpoint, has not been actively involved in all the discussions So they're kind of leading into each community. They're talking with the principals, and then Bologna is the public works or their facilities guy. And the city of Newport is very interested in working with us around our activities there and looking at the four schools that are available here in Newport. So
I made the suggestion last month or a month before that the school district be contacted and get involved.
They have been contacted.
I don't have anything else from my part of the things that I've been doing. I believe that the Port of Toledo with Bocho and so forth, they're also.
They're talking about that. The meeting I actually had with Mr. Bologna was all the city manager once a month, and we've been talking about this in several months. So before Bologna came to that meeting.
If we've not already done so, what we should do is go to the city or reach agreement with the city. We're not going to remove the Harney Street closure.
They're not going to have a problem with that. They're aware that we're actually talking about, you know, additional days booking in, bookends of the event.
Normally it would be pulled on Monday morning, but under the circumstances, I think what we'll want to do is leave it in place until Tuesday morning.
Right. It was actually Rich Maloney suggested. I hadn't even thought about this, about utilizing the stadium, football stadium there as a possibility of an event. Maybe some music or something. I don't know. But he said they're open to talking about that with us if you want to do something.
So a very interesting possibility, and if we can do our educational event in conjunction and have people cycling through the educational event, picking up sunglasses, and if it's what they say it's going to be, everything might be full. It might be standing room only on every open space from the middle school, the Sam Case, to the high school, to the fairgrounds, to your front of view.
What do you mean by educational event?
We're gonna put together an educational event where kids throughout the weekend will be learning to safely view the eclipse, understanding the hazards of looking right at it, learning how to build projection boxes so that they can view it through a projector that they made, and continue that right up until the time of the eclipse. Hopefully including some literature or education or presentations about what a total solar eclipse is and how unique it really is to see it over your area in your lifetime.
Okay. So is there kind of a worst case scenario?
Frank is interested to see what. How many? I've heard things that we could have 50,000 people here to half million. You know, honestly, your guess is a good one. I think honestly, the one thing that seems to be universally understood is that they will be monitoring the weather. If it's one of our August days in which the fog bank rolls in, it may be that nobody comes into Newport. You know, they may be in Toledo and points east. And frankly, the communities in the valley actually had a representative from the Council of Governments COG here talking about some of the preparations they're making in the corridor here, both in the valley and then east. And they're doing significant, you know, kinds of things, anticipating that the weather might be great there and they may even get a higher concentration of people. But, you know, I don't know. I was here. I can just relate to this because I always liked it. I was here sitting in this place right here at midnight on Y2K when we had the full emergency operations there, and I had my little hat on and said 2000, you know, and it was hilarious to watch them. The thing that was going to be this, the change of the world, and then there was nothing. But the history of this particular event is that, you know, people are excited about this. I mean, you can talk anecdotally. I can tell you myself. My daughter and her friends have already made their reservation at our house. I'll have a full house of people.
How much are you charging?
Well, they get it free, but the ones that I'm charging $50 a butt to come on my roof. I think I've got 40 people up there going up the extension ladder, right? You know? So, no, but the kind of interesting thing. So you can all talk about what you might have a family or friends who have heard about this and said, hey, can I come to your place? There is one person, I don't know where this is, somebody in Depot Bay that apparently bought a house. And I've heard a time frame of somewhere 5 years ago or 15 years ago, specifically to have a place for this event.
I don't know what the...
I mean, that's the kind of stories you're hearing out there. It's right. Like, oh, come on.
But you're hearing all kinds of stuff like this, Frank, and I think the weather's good. yeah, you're going to see people in basically Newport and Lincoln City like you've never seen before. The good news is that this is a short-term event, if you will. We're talking, it occurs around 10:30 in the morning. We're talking maybe about a half an hour or so. So, yeah, the day before Sunday, you're going to have God knows how many people show up to be here on Monday morning when it happens. But after it happens, then my expectation is they're all going to go home, or the great majority of them. So the bad news is could be more people here than anybody's ever seen. The good news is it's a short-term event.
Okay. So
we're going to prepare for the worst.
Yes. Yeah, I guess my worst-case scenario for me is that Highway 101 is simply impassable.
Hey, well, I mean, I guess we're already contemplating we probably will not run the buses, the transbus on that day, because we're not going to get anywhere. It is the expectation that from Newport to Lincoln City, I heard the ODOT say this, their expectation is it's going to be a parking lot from here to Lincoln City.
And it may be the same thing for a little distance.
And maybe that 20. Way out on Highway 20.
And 18 the other end.
You know, you figure out where you want to be Monday morning and go there Sunday and wait till after the event. That's the bottom line, because it's highly, you know, the weather's good, it's highly unlikely that Monday morning you're going to be able to do that in our industry.
Yeah, I know the city of Newport is making plans already for staff who cannot get in and cannot get to work.
Yeah,
and so we will be on skeleton staff. Only those of us who live in town and can walk or ride our bikes.
And I just think that's kind of the general.
Okay.
I mean, ODOT is going to be putting up their reader boards. And, you know, I went to a meeting with emergency services. And they're going to be doing all of those types of things. But I wouldn't expect you to be able to just jump in the car and go to the grocery store or go down and get fill up your car with gas or anything like that. You know, frankly, anybody who lives around here, I have all that stuff laid in Friday, or not Friday, and with the idea I wasn't going to do anything guilty.
Yeah, we were even wondering if we should be running the cab service.
You know, you might be able to locally do some things here and there, but it'll be an interesting question. I wish we had a better plan for it.
Okay. All right, that's it on that.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to have a master plan update.
The update for the master plan is that I've talked to the consultants today. We're turning the master plan schedule around. We know the kind of general time frames we had in terms of things that are going to occur. And now they're going to get me back the specific dates on which we'll start. We'll have the kickoff event by May, and maybe sooner I will get you the date, the kickoff event to get that going. And then away we go. Mr. Wiseman and I talked to the consultants about, and I have actually related information. We talked to the city of Newport. One of the concerns is we have a transportation consultant as part of this package of redevelopment. Because we know that the city of Newport will require a transportation study to be associated with any redevelopment, either individual projects and or the whole redevelopment. And we want to make sure that the scope of that work ties into what we eventually have to do for the prime building on here, the exhibition hall pavilion, that it actually dovetails in. And they haven't yet responded to me. They haven't talked to the consultant, but the assurances are basically that that will happen, that we'll get that in.
All right.
We're good to go.
Budget review.
I've prepared for you the budget that was submitted to the budget committee. This is what's been. I think we have our first meetings on the budget May 2nd. It's in your packet.
It's in your packet.
Okay. So I just wanted to let you know that this reflects the arrangements we're going to work out with Extension in terms of activities on the Commons itself, as well as the fair event. This incorporates the new room tax dollars that we're getting that were applied. We had to do a little bit of work on that. Some of these numbers are subject to review. I want to say that because we had some issues around the division of the monies for the room tax. So this may reflect those changes that are in there now, but I'm not positive at this point. We just had those conversations. But it also shows how much we have available for the Fair Facilities Fund. So I just wanted to make sure that the Fair Board has a copy of this.
So which of these lines is the new fund?
It is the, if you look at on the page that says 607-850, Care Facilities Fund, and the $210,000, that's the amount that we're anticipating.
Oh, right here, okay.
Yeah, that's the amount we're anticipating that we'll collect from that.
That's from the new 1%?
That's the new 1%.
And then the one above it is the existing money?
Yes.
From the 2007. Yes.
And there are some, you know, some of the dollars are going to be carried over. They're, you know, we're still, we're learning about that. There, these may be actually conservative estimates because our new vacation rental dwelling ordinance, one of the things that we've required for a person to get a license for the short-term rentals are that they have to be obviously paying the room tax that's owed, and we, to my surprise, we found that a lot of the folks that are getting these licenses already were paying into the room tax. I thought we were going to get a whole slew of new additions. That's still, it's still in flux. It's, it remains to be seen, you know, how many new taxpayers will come on board as a result of this licensing, and how many of them were already there and just simply be reporting to us that they are paying the taxes.
But what is this line, capital expenditures, the one?
That's, we appropriate, we need to appropriate money in case we, you know, if we're ready to go in 2018 if we wanted to break ground on the project as soon as, sometime in, next year. This will give us an appropriate, the authority to do it. We could put it in reserves because I'm not sure we're going to actually access this money in the next year, but I'd rather, and so I'm recommending we appropriate it so it's there and available, and if we're ready to get going on projects and do some of the preliminary work, this money's available to do that.
This is what you usually do. If you don't know, you appropriate it so that if you do actually get there, you can in fact go ahead and spend the money. Otherwise, you have to wait until the following fiscal year with a new budget. So the prudent thing to do is just budget it. If we get there, fine. If we don't, the worst thing that happens is it just carries over.
And then which of these lines pays the consultants?
That would be the contractual services.
Right. 290 or something.
Yeah.
Got in there.
Okay.
290 of 859-3901.
And then again, we have some other appropriation authority for the things as we go along periodically, and we have those things. We still have the ability to do that. Right. We've got some authority for that. And then the main thing I did want to note on the County Commons Fund itself, which is the fair event and the maintenance of the grounds, is we are transferring some money. We're going to start that process of transferring some of the money from the operations, the 1% tax, into this particular thing to take care of issues as they come along, to make sure we can cover operations and what we need to do. And we have not been able to, the general fund's basically been subsidizing the fair for, you know, a pretty extended period of time, but this will allow us to have sufficient funds to do our work with extension and then do any work that we do internally with using county forces.
Right.
So that reflects that.
All right, is there anything we have to do?
No, I just want to make sure it'll be heard if you're anybody's interested in coming to the meetings. I can get you the information on that. But I just want to make sure you have a copy of that.
Good. All right, let's talk about county staff update then.
I really have nothing else at this point to add in terms of an update.
I have nothing else either.
Okay.
Mr. Waffenschmidt?
No. All right.
Anything else? All right, then I guess we're adjourned.